You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, honey, when you get a chance, you think you could take the trash out? Which really means do it now, boy!
Oh, you've learned.
I'm learning.
You're catching on.
Good morning and God bless, and thank you for listening to what we have to say. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and yes, indeed, it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And let me get the exact time as my giant big free clock. I still haven't loaded it yet.
Oh, then you'll be a little off today.
I am always a little off.
I would just blame it on the clock.
I'll just say we're rounding up slightly by seconds.
Yes.
It's 6:09.
Within 9 seconds, you're right.
Yeah. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Because actually, if we're streaming, when I give the time, it doesn't come out for another, 9 or 10 seconds?
That's why I always round up ahead of time, because of the delay.
Okay. Yeah. Wait till they eliminate the penny. And they round up on you at the cash register. Greg will have a fit.
Hey, listen. Every restaurant known to man is now asking you to round up for a charity when you drive through.
That's true.
And yeah. And the ones I like, I've been doing it.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that either.
No.
You're right. All right. You know, we had a crazy train kind of theme going yesterday. Remember Ozzy?
Yeah.
And his famous song, you know, Crazy Train. Well, he did his last show, so that was part of it. And then the other thing was President Trump and his ongoing little squabble with Elon Musk said, yeah, Musk has gone off the rails. I kind of added the crazy train part, but
yeah right.
it was all in there. So the crazy train theme continues. Of course, the top story has to do with recovery efforts in Texas, which...
Right.
That's so tragic. I just have to start with something better, like some dude on meth taking everybody for a ride on a crazy train.
Yeah.
That's a little bit more.
Okay.
That's pretty light compared to the other things.
Yes. You're right.
A man in Florida,
of course,
was arrested on his birthday. There should be a law against that. You can't arrest somebody on their birthday.
Well, if you're stupid enough, you can get arrested on your birthday.
Yeah. This happened Friday. Authorities caught him absconding with a trackless sightseeing train, and he was kind enough to even pick up passengers while apparently high on meth.
Oh.
Jonathan Patrick Winslow was celebrating his 57th trip around the sun on a raucous Independence Day when he turned up at the Conk Tour train depot in, you guessed it, Key West, and allegedly weaseled his way into conducting one of the vehicles.
Oh, no.
And let me just show you a picture. I don't know if he's on meth, but his hair definitely is.
That's some high hair right
there. Do you think, like, you're high on meth, it's like, why don't you wear a hat or push that hair down? Because the hair is like, he's going crazy, but the hair is insane.
Looks like a bad gel day.
Winslow allegedly bamboozled a well-meaning employee into forking over the keys after claiming he used to work for the company years prior. Come on, it's like a it's a reunion, you know?
Wow.
Let me check out the train. Come on. The confused employee, you know what to do. He gave the guy the keys. He just thought he was going to check things out. Well, no, he sped away.
Of course.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. And but he still thought that the stranger must have had permission to take the train. He did not have permission. Officials responded to the depot when the stolen train was reported. It could be tracked via GPS, but it was apparently already downtown. We're in the thick of it now. Authorities had a general idea who they were looking for almost immediately, as Winslow had left his Kia still running in the parking lot of the depot, and it was blasting rock music. So it's like, you wanted some attention, you got it. Yeah. Police were able to nab Winslow, and the train was intact. He somehow cajoled two oblivious strangers into joining him for a ride. Yeah, he exhibited rapid speech and appeared excited when police told him that the charges he'd be facing. He claimed he only borrowed the train and again insisted he used to work for the company and noted that, look, today's my birthday, which I would have thought would have helped, but maybe not in this case. He was counted off to the county jail, and when he was being searched, a corrections deputy allegedly found a pipe hidden in his pocket. And when you say a pipe, it's not like Fred McMurray.
No. No.
Puffing on the, there's, you know,
not
what I mean?
No, there's not that sweet smell of tobacco roaming through the house.
It's, you have to have like a wooden pipe, and you have to have those patches that are on your sweater, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you're a pipe smoker. Everything other than that, you're either a crackhead or a meth head.
He should see me. I know a guy that actually professionally makes pipes. He could have
reached
out.
You go.
You know, come on.
Winslow tried to insist that it was a weed pipe, but authorities knew better and said, no, this is a meth pipe. The short-lived conductor faces charges for burglary, grand theft auto, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Yep. So,
wow.
Just a little. The Conch Republic, which, you know, seems to be a little bit more relaxed, Key West, the environment.
Well, apparently the employees are a little too relaxed if they'll hand the keys off to some guy with his hair standing on end.
Dude, you used to work here, man? Wow.
Well, if that guy did work there, there are now two ex-employees, I think, probably.
That could be.
Just saying.
That could be likely. Yeah, wow. I could see the owner. What on God's green earth were you thinking?
Handed him the key?
Yeah.
The guy wired with the music cranking in his car and his hair standing up?
They're lucky because the liability's there. He could have ran people over and everything else.
Oh, yeah. And if you were, like standing on the street corner and the little train comes by and that's your conductor, do you really want to get on? I don't know.
Mm. Well, if you're ready to take a ride on the crazy train. I.
Oh, my goodness.
If you ain't white, you ain't right. Details on that story.
Wow.
Coming up on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show, available on podcast where? Wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. On this Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. We've got some great local stuff coming your way, too. Don't go anywhere. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and your time check, which is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's 6:20, and that's exactly pretty close to the time. All right. How are we doing, Greg? Good morning.
Doing pretty good, thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Slept good?
Yeah, got out a little yard work yesterday. It wasn't raining for a change.
Mm-hmm.
And so a little physical labor, a little sweating in the sun, that kind of thing. Yeah,
pretty good night. Okay, you're sitting down?
I am.
I went to the gym and?
Yes.
I played pickleball.
In the same day?
Yes.
I'm shocked.
Yes.
Wow, look at you.
And I'm trying to think if I actually did another chore, and I want to say I did, but...
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I took the trash out, which I mentioned earlier.
Wow. Look at you. I thought you were just talking about trash talking Tuesday.
So I am back. I'm going to be even better, stronger than I was before.
Lee Majors all of a sudden? What's the deal?
Yes.
I loved that show.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to be Lee Majors a long time ago when he was hanging out with Farrah.
Yeah, see, it happens when your best friend hangs around and your wife's Farrah Fawcett. Next thing you know, she's gone.
That's true, too.
There's that.
Think of that.
Yeah, see?
Did you ever take that poster down you had in your man cave?
I did not have that poster in my house.
Oh, but you've seen it before.
Oh, well, everybody knows it. It's famous. And she picked out the suit for that, by the way. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
See?
But I do know that she's from Texas.
Yes.
And bad things have happened in Texas.
Oh, it's tough.
Like that flood. Oh,
it's
my
awful.
God. It's yeah. What do you say about it? I mean, there's more than 100 dead now. Yeah. There's still dozens missing. Everybody's come together to try to help. It does make you wonder. It's like they said something like still 40 missing, even though they've discovered all these other bodies. I go, So how can there still be the same amount missing? But there is. And here's the thing.
It's
like
awful.
You think, okay, how long does it take to find people when, you know, the water's receded, not completely, but it's receded quite a bit.
That's a lot of water. Lot of water covered a lot of ground. I mean, you had the one woman, remember, 20 miles downriver.
In a tree.
That's just one woman.
Well, you're right, 20 miles.
So you've got some coverage there.
That's true.
Yeah, it's bad.
It really is. And, you know, I just, again, you feel for the families. It's just, you know, the girls from that camp. But not everybody feels exactly the same way, I don't think. This Sadie Perkins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she worked at the Houston Food Insecurity Board up until January. But she's been identified because she put a TikTok video out. And she was appointed to that position by the former mayor, Sylvester Turner, in 2023. So she, you know, she worked in Houston. I guess it'd be part of a government job.
Right.
Anyway, here's the point. she got on a video, and it went viral. She accused Camp Mystic. This is the camp where all the girls and the counselors are missing or, you know, they're gone.
Right.
Of intentional racial segregation.
Okay, so you've got dozens of kids missing, dead, whatever, and this is the time that you try to blast the camp for some sort of racism?
Which is not true, by the way.
No, not at all. But but there's the irony. So, like, oh, they only took white kids, so they died. I mean, what are you defending in your accusing mode? I mean, I don't get the point.
Yeah, here's what she said. I know I'm probably going to get canceled for this, but Camp Mystic is a whites-only girls Christian camp. They don't even have a token Asian. They don't even have a token black person. It is all white, white-only, conservative Christian camp. If you ain't white, you ain't right. You ain't getting in. You ain't going, period.
So are you wishing there were some blacks and Asians that got killed?
That's what I wonder.
I mean, what an idiot.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
Some people need to learn just to not say anything.
Exactly.
And this is one of them.
Now, she did say, it's not to say that we don't want the girls to be found. But you best believe, especially in today's political climate, if this were a group of Hispanic girls, this would not be getting this type of coverage that they're getting. No one would give a blank.
Oh, I see where she's going. Oh, we're only talking about it because it's white kids. That's kind of her
thing. I think we're talking about it because this is the highest death toll from a natural disaster maybe in 100 years.
Well, that's if you're being logical and not this emotional racist chick here.
Yeah, and people do get emotional when they think about children drowning and dying and missing because many people are parents and think about their own children, and it rips your heart out.
It doesn't matter what color they are.
It would rip your heart out regardless of the color of the kid, at least.
What a moron.
I think for most people. She went on to falsely claim that the camp was deliberately exclusionary. It's not. She said, with all the black people in East Texas, with all the Hispanic people in East Texas, somehow, some way, you've carved out an all-white, whites-only enclave in East Texas for your white children. Yeah, I have a problem with that. I have a big problem with that. I mean, if this really were an issue, which, by the way, it is not, but if it were an issue, this would still be the absolute worst time to bring that up, if it were true. And it's not true, so
deal with it later or something. But, yeah, when there's death like this with kids.
And if that is some kind of exclusionary, if it was an exclusionary camp, it's like, does that make the death of these children any less tragic? Like the kids, if the parents go, hey, yeah, you're going to the camp this summer. Okay.
Right.
But it's not exclusionary. That's the point. Camp Mystic, located, of course, on the Guadalupe River in Kerr County. And the severe flooding is, like I said, the death toll is over 100 people. Perkins suggested public concern for the victims was being weaponized and politicized. They want you to have sympathy for these people. They want you to get out of your bed and come out of your home and go find these people and donate your money to find these people. And meanwhile, they're deporting your family members.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
So now it's about deportation.
And racism.
Does she realize this is about a flash flood, one of the worst ones they had ever seen?
And did she forget that it's not only people in the camp that died or are missing? And this is Texas. So I bet, guess what, lady? They're not all white.
Yeah.
It's Texas. Hello? Yeah. Come on.
Meanwhile, they're deporting your family members. Meanwhile, they're setting up concentration camps and prisons for your family members. Wow. The Houston mayor had strong comments for that and made sure that she'll never be reinstated in any position appointed by the mayor.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Some kooky, crazy people. And
social media is not always good for everybody's usage.
No. I mean, if you want to get famous or infamous, I guess there you go. There's your 15 minutes of fame and 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And a guy who did some great things here locally is just having a good time on the grass. I'll explain next. 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Good morning and welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:39 right now. The Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. Your top story. They're still searching in Texas. A post flash flood, and you've got over 100 for your death toll now, and still 40 or so at least missing. It's absolutely terrible and horrendous, and they're still searching. They're hoping that they'll find people alive. Of course, as time goes on, the odds of that diminish greatly, but there's always hope for something of a miraculous nature.
I'm still amazed by the stupidity. You know, you were talking about the one kind of racist lady there. The other one was a doctor, and she had come out and said, basically, you know, you got what you voted for. You know, just assuming that that part of the country voted for Trump, and basically you got what you voted for. I mean, how, needless to say, she got fired and should, but man, these people just don't have a heart.
Well,
they're cold and dark, and they're so enraged by their Trump derangement syndrome.
Exactly. It is TDS, these people. It is a syndrome. It's a sickness, and anything that they can connect to Trump, they will do that, no matter how crass or callous or idiotic it is. They can't help themselves.
I guess not.
And that's just part of the deal. During an interview with CBS News on Monday, Tom Fahey, legislative director for the National Weather Service Employees Organization, this guy's from the union, right? He said,
yeah.
There's very few times when I'll be in a position that I have to agree with the president of the United States. But President Donald Trump was right when he said the National Weather Service offices did their jobs.
Yep.
So the naysayers are saying, oh, yeah, this is part of DOGE. This was cutbacks. You know, no, that's
nothing applies.
Completely.
None of that applies.
Completely a lie.
Yeah.
Meteorologist. Have argued that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, and National Weather Service did their jobs well during the devastating Texas floods and even had, you ready for this, extra staff on hand for the storm.
Oh, no, they were cut. They didn't have any help. They didn't have enough people, Bob. That's what they're saying.
Well, that's some of the claims that were made from some Democrats and other not-so-smart people. Even establishment media outlets like the Associated Press have reported on the weather community's pushback on the narrative, while the DNC, they sent out memos arguing that Trump administration refused to backfill key roles, likely contributing to preventable deaths and worsened devastation.
Wow.
So they know the truth to be different. Mm-hmm. The people have come out from the National Weather Service, from unions that represent those folks, from NOAA, from all these respected agencies, and have said, we had more than enough staff. We did exactly what we were supposed to do. We did it. We did our job. But yet, nope, there's still going to be some folks, just some nutbags.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right? Well, here's one of them. That's just Matthew Dowd. He's a dipstick anyway. Anyway, he said, Republican lack of funding for government programs made the devastation from the deadly flood of the Guadalupe River in Central Texas worse.
I'd love to know specifically how GOP funding made this worse than it would have been.
Well, according to Dowd, the problem is there's Republicans at the local level, and there's Republicans at the state level,
gotcha.
And there's Republicans at the federal level.
Okay.
Yeah. And it says all of them hold the leadership that's necessary to fix problems like this, so we can identify specific things that could have been done at the federal level that might have been missing because of cuts and all that, or at the state level. Again, all of those things have been addressed. Matthew Dowd is once again a nincompoop, and he's just throwing this stuff out there because the Democrats, and look, he worked for Bush Cheney's presidential campaign in 2004, but
right.
That doesn't mean he's a Republican per se.
No.
And it doesn't matter, I guess, at this point. He's just not a very bright person. And for these people that want to take these kind of jabs, sorry, this is the wrong poster child.
And even if you're going to do it, timing anyone? Hello?
Yeah.
How cold is that?
Well, and these are many of the same people that are, you know, making these complaints are the same people that refuse to look in the mirror and see what large cities that have been run by Democrats for generations are basically heaping piles of steaming
That, yes.
Leftover.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Refuse.
Fertilizer.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. Fertilizer.
That's it.
That's the word you're looking for.
Hey, we got good news. Things that are going to pump you up. Remember this guy, Ben Shelton? He was a Gator tennis player, one of the best, national championship he helped to bring to the Gator Nation. His dad was the coach. He turned pro a few years ago, and even though he was down, you know, in Wimbledon, he was down. He came back, and he's going to be in the quarterfinals. And this guy's nice. Exciting to watch. He's young. He's only 22. Ben Shelton, keep that name in mind. But he's playing on the grass.
Nice.
At Wimbledon. Yep. Right now, it is 6:44. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we've got plenty of stuff we want to talk about, including the New York Times. Interesting. I'll share it with you next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:50 right now, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. And we love us some Pam Bondi. Look, she was the attorney general here in Florida. Not perfect, but I thought she did a darn good job.
Yeah.
And she was chosen to be the attorney general for the United States. Again, thought it was a pretty good pick. But it's going to be difficult, maybe, to defend Pam Bondi moving forward. And we talked about this yesterday, and it unfolded, of course, on the national stage. And really, this has to do directly with the Epstein thing, but indirectly with, basically, can we trust the people in government? Generally, you say no, but these are Trump people. And I think that they were attempting to get some credibility in government back. And I thought they were going to not just talk about being transparent, but they were going to do it. Attorney General Pam Bondi is facing scrutiny for remarks she made this year about Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking case after the Department of Justice and FBI brought their Epstein inquiry to an abrupt close over the weekend. The White House was grilled by reporters Monday about Bondi's remarks, which appeared to contradict a memo that the DOJ and FBI released earlier in the day stating that their Epstein review was complete and that they had nothing further to share with the public about it. Peter Ducey from Fox News asked White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt about Bondi apparently confirming in February that a non-public list of Epstein sex trafficking clients existed. Quote, she was saying the entirety of all of the paperwork, all of the paper in relation to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes, that's what the attorney general was referring to, and I'll let her speak for that. Oh, no. No, wait a second. And I watched that live,
yep,
by the way. Mm-hmm. And Caroline Levitt said, well, I think, Peter, you know, this is, you know, there's a greater context or something like that. And he said, no. She said on your own network, right? Because that's where the interview took place. Right. Yep. And it was John Roberts who specifically asked her, if you have the Epstein, client list or whatever, I mean, is it really going to be released? Something along those lines. Like, well, that would be great, you know? And she said, I have it on my desk right now. And, of course, you know, hadn't gotten time to go through it. Okay. But it sounds like she has the list.
And I know that's what she said specifically. I didn't take it that way. I kind of took it as she has all that info, that in the folder, the case is on my desk. Now, is it a linguistic thing? And she's kind of backed herself into a corner on that? Maybe so.
Well, you know, to defend John Roberts, his question was very direct and very pointed.
Oh, yeah.
And
sure.
It didn't talk about Epstein information or anything else. It was specific to a client list. Uh-huh. It was very specific. Uh-huh. Now, you could say that Bondi's response maybe left room for interpretation. Well, again, that's on her.
Yes, agreed.
You know, if there was no list, at what time did they... At what juncture did they figure that out? What part of the digging and looking at materials? Now, she couldn't have been the only one looking at those materials.
Right.
And if you were an underling, if you were helping to compile this, you know, wouldn't a question arise somehow, either the underling themselves saying, you know, out of all this stuff, I don't see anything that resembles a client list here. Or Bondi herself would say, hey, I know you compiled all this stuff, but at the top, I want the client list. Well, you know,
because that is everybody's question.
Yeah, we were having trouble, really. I'm not sure that one exists or whatever. So this is, well, shock might be too strong of a word, but
really awkward.
Awkward, and we're quite dismayed, I guess, at the very least.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah, and Caroline Levitt, who I just think is sharp as can be, and I really respect her, and I think she does a fantastic job. I think they kind of left her holding the bag a little bit on this one. Yeah. That sounded way too Corinne Jean-Pierre like as an answer. It really did, and I'm just being honest. Now, are you entitled to, you know, drop the ball, have a gaffe, make a mistake here and there? Absolutely, but honestly, this is bigger than that. And it's not just about Caroline Leavitt's response. She's a press secretary. She's got to do their bidding. But, you know, what is going on with Pam Bondi? And then you've got Bongino and, and Cash Patel coming out going, oh, yeah, yeah, it's, yeah, it, we conclude it is suicide. It is suicide. But then they don't really release any real definitive information about it. When they said they were going to release everything, it doesn't appear that they have. So, yeah, they did. Peter Ducey, he referred the question exactly to Caroline Leavitt. He said, the question was a reference to Fox News' John Roberts asking Bondi during a television interview if the DOJ planned to release a list of Epstein's clients.
Right.
A list of Epstein. Will you release the list? She could have said, if we have the list, if the list exists, if it is here, oh, absolutely, we're going to release it.
But don't you think everybody, seriously, and you go back and listen to Cash Patel, you know, before the election, the whole bit, everybody assumed there was a list.
But yes, they did.
Did we assume wrong?
Or was there a list and it got destroyed? It got taken out. It's, you know, the intel community got involved. You know, I mean, this wouldn't be that far-fetched compared to some other things they've done.
Did what's-her-name, the assistant, make sure that list went away as soon as there was a problem?
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Uh-huh.
All right. But again, here's the question, you know. Does the DOJ plan to release a list of Epstein's clients? Her response was, it's sitting on my desk. It is sitting on my desk. It. Not the file, not the paperwork, not this mountain of stuff. The list is sitting on my desk. Well, I don't know what else that could be referring to.
Did she assume it was in with everything else like the rest of us did?
Well, if you're the Attorney General of the United States and you're a trained attorney to begin with, and you've been the Attorney General for a large state,
you're not allowed that pass.
No. That's one of the reasons why you're in that position is because you dot the I's, cross the T's, and make sure you don't get out ahead of your skis, as some would say. More to come, 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.